The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Get up, get at it, and get it done with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Wrap it up, everybody. Turn them up, light them up, fire them up. Sun broke out. Woo! It is the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Well, a lot of sirens. You know what that is? The sirens, I understand that Paul Pazin thought the security should be run by Matthew Doloff and the Pinkertons. Did you, Billy? This is like, because I'm elevated here. I'm about 4 or 5 feet in the air above the street. But I'm told that Matthew Doloff and the Pinkerton Detective Agency was what Paul Pazin thought, because there's no contact to Antifa, nothing to do with Antifa, that they should be okay. Good morning, everyone. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade stepped off smartly, and for years and years and years we've done it, and this is one of the better years, I got to tell you. And it's just been wonderful to be here. The weather's beauty. It's going to be 54 today. Sun is coming up. And you know, when the sun breaks out on imaginary morning, it's just the best. We're reimagining. On a Wednesday, the 25th of November, it's a Thursday, tomorrow will be Thanksgiving Day 44, and they'll rerun this whole bizarre idiot scheme that we do tomorrow. But it's been a great day for all of us, and I've seen so many people here. As you know, the emperor himself has put checkpoints up to keep people from coming downtown. They don't want gatherings, and the mask police are here, the COVID cops are here. So be careful, and I don't urge you to come down here. But if you would, and there's lots of people here, I mean, it's a tradition, but Jared Polis is watching, like Big Brother, and it's been interesting to see the people who are here, and I'm told there's going to be a Boland family float that I can't wait to see that, and the Grand Marshal, there's people voting on whether it'll be Tay Anderson, Kyle Clark, or Cory Gardner. Cory Gardner somehow manages to come by the most work he's done in years, but he's riding in the back of a Maserati. And he looks great when he sees this. The Kill the Republican Party float will see that. But it's been wonderful. And the people that are here, there's a Screw Susan Cordova float that I'm told we're going to hear about a little later. Stanley was here. Stanley Garnett was here. And Mitch Morrissey. And Doug Friednash, what an idiot. His piece that he did using Southern Poverty Law Firm to talk about racism. But our security this year, the division chief, former division chief Jerry Kennedy, along with the Petrofesso brothers, Darrison Quana, Mark Crowley, they're running this. The Homeless Marching Band, it's really been a terrific morning. And this, for the first year, Billy thought, by the way, Billy, before we go to George, as people know, just to say, we're allowing, because we can't, estimating crowd sizes, I'm never good at it, so we've hired Dominion.
Yes, and Dominion has new numbers for us.
What do they got?
Yeah, they had said before our break, they said that there were 47 million people downtown.
Right.
Now they said, I'm sorry, they have notified us that there was an error in counting. It's now only 5 million, but they assure me this was not a software error. This was just human error and a glitch.
And
don't worry about it.
And how does the count work again?
Yeah. It starts here in Denver, and then it has to travel sometimes to Boulder, depending on what they want to do with it. And then it has to travel to Washington, D.C., back to Chicago, sometimes through Philadelphia, then to Germany, then to Spain, then to Portugal, then over to Venezuela, and then Cuba for the final official totals.
I see.
And then we get it back here.
So has the number dropped, gone up or down?
Well, so far, we went from 47 million down to 5 million.
No, I see.
But again, that wasn't a computer issue. It was just a human error.
Human error.
Assured us. It is only human error.
I saw the Ken Buck float being pulled by weasels. Georgie
they
A.
They can train them that way.
Oh,
that's
well,
great.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Georgie A., my boy. This is the first appearance for George for the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. He's also a part of a burner Republican Party. My boy, where are you? Huh?
Peter, I'm hiding right now because I was down on the mall And then apparently my mask wasn't sufficient, and I wasn't close enough, or I was too far away. I don't know. They started yelling. Somebody snitched on me, so I had to run.
Damn.
And right now I'm hiding, and Polis's brown shirts are looking for me right now.
Yes.
I'm hoping nobody snitches on me, but I'm kind of trying to lay low at the moment.
Is Kirk and McAlpin with you as we speak? I haven't seen McAlpin.
No, they went the other direction. I saw them beating Kirk rather viciously a little while ago.
As well as they should.
It was ugly. It was ugly.
Hey, by the way, because now the sun's up, who was throwing condoms into the crowd?
I don't know, but huh. I think they were telling us to put them on to protect us from COVID.
That's what I thought.
It was weird.
It was either that or go do something to yourself. I couldn't figure out which one it was. But it was terrible. Somebody was hucking Trojans into the crowd, and it was in the dark, and I couldn't see it. Billy got hit with a Trojan.
Who thought of hiring Antifa for security? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen at a parade.
Well, you know, but we looked earlier, and it looks like Pinkerton. The earlier, now we got, you know, because we got to put in paper to get the permit to do the parade every year. And initially the city said, well, you could use you could use Pinkerton's with Matthew Doloff as the head. And then Paul Pazin, who, you know, he's here, but you never see him. And so I don't know. I mean, I just want to know who was throwing the condoms.
But
well, Billy got hit with a condom.
All I know is that Antifa is just running around doing whatever they want. If you're saying Pinkerton's doing security, then I have no idea what's going on, except I'm apparently avoiding the same fate as Kirk.
Climb up here with us. Find your way up here. You can put that on your head and pretend it's a mask. Step up here. Get with us. I love you. Georgie, it's the imaginary Thanksgiving Day Parade. We'll run again tomorrow morning because Kelly Michaels doesn't want to work. It's a Wednesday, the 25th of November, and Dominion's counting. And our security team is here. I understand Crowley will join us a little later in the morning. The homeless marching band has been tremendous. But careful with the checkpoints. And Candy Seed, you know who's here, and he never misses. Dean Singleton. Dino. Of all the guys, man, he is the man. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it for real. Dean Singleton is here. All right, so here we go. Hey, Adam. Adam, where are you? Adam, good morning, man. Where are you?
Good morning. I'm seeing a float approaching. It's got a dozen gray wolves on it.
Yes.
Peter, they're very aggressive. The handler is bleeding. She's doing everything she can to keep the crowd safe.
And? Help me. Work with me.
I've never seen anything like it. Those dozen gray wolves.
Close enough. We go to Mark. Mark, where are you?
Peter, I'm at Broadway in Colfax in a crowd of people. And we just got tickets for not socially distanced.
Yes. That's going on, I hear.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Did you get hit with a condom?
There's a float.
Who's throwing the condoms?
I really have no idea. They're all over the place down there.
Somebody tell me it's the Republican Party. There's a float, Ken Buck's being pulled by a team of weasels. And someone said they're hucking condoms, but I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen them, but they're all red. So that's kind of different.
Well, yeah, that could be them. It could be them.
Yeah, and there's that float. It says Polis for Governor 2024.
Yes. Oh, listen, it's a lock. There's a big lock on it.
See those statues?
Yes.
Well, see those statues? There's Hickenlooper.
Yes.
There's Corey.
Yes.
And,
yes. Help me. Work with me.
Pete Coors practicing social distancing with banquet beers.
As well they should. All right, 303-696. Where's that one kid? Huh? Yeah. Kid's upset he got hit with a condom. But it is really nice stuff. Someone said, I haven't seen the Biden, listen to me. I haven't seen the Boland family float. Somebody told me around the corner that the blood of the city was running trying to jump on. And he keeps stopping and blowing his nose. It is just the checkpoints again. Be careful. The nine Channel 9 hit team float will be by. Looking forward to all of it. I don't know a name here. It's kind of dark. Can you give me your name, sir, and where you are, or ma'am, where you are? Scott, where are you?
It's Scott. Peter, I'm a couple blocks off the parade route, and I think the float you're looking for, it's called the Never Win float.
Ah.
It looks like it's being pulled by the Colorado GOP elephant.
That's them. That's weasels.
The mask.
Yeah.
And the mask is falling down. That elephant's kind of going off the track, and you can see Daryl Glenn is on this float.
Yes.
Ken Buck and Walker Stapleton are
yes.
there.
Yes, yes.
But there's a huge cardboard cutout of Corey on here, and the Sun So Bright is a very expensive float. It looks like it's got gold, but and then this cop just shows. I think it's Steve Reams is yelling at him. They're going the wrong way. They've got to get somebody down here, Pete. It's off the parade route.
You know, one of the things I'm being told is the mayor is passing out Washington Park geese to give to homeless families for a nice Thanksgiving dinner. That's kind of kind. They go over there and they terminate a couple of geese, and then the mayor hands them out to the homeless, which never happened. But I think it's great. I think your call has done so well. We go to Glenn. Happy Thanksgiving. Glenn, you're on the show.
Well, I'd like to confirm what you're just talking about, because I was trying to get to the route, and I'm over kind of like north of Five Points area and all those one-way streets and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And actually, I'm going down the wrong way on California.
It's okay.
And a float started coming at me, so I pulled over. And at that particular area, there's quite a few of those folks that like to live along the side of the street.
Yes, yes.
And they too. But it must be very important because they're all wearing white lab coats.
Yes.
And they're throwing off these, what I thought were turkeys, but nope, they are the geese.
Yes.
But one of them hit in the street and splattered apart, and they were stuffed with, they looked like syringes to me.
Wow.
And then some people started yelling, like, chokes, joints,
yes,
reefers.
I have hits.
A lot of nicknames.
Remember hits?
Pills are all over the street.
Hits.
It's a mess.
You could do that whisper, hits. Well, someone asked me earlier, and the Attorney General Bud Weiser, he's running the crack concession over on Tacoma Street, and they got needles and points, and they got junk over there. So if anybody's sick, you know, and a lot of guys are, these guys go rubbing their arm, the Attorney General is over there right now. He's running that concession for smack and snort and whatever, toot, hits. So it's over there. But I did you get hit with a condom?
No. Is that what they're called?
That's what they're called. Somebody is throwing condoms, and you know, now maybe not because of the light. You'll see, but there was this one float. I haven't seen it, but it's been reported. It's Ken Buck on a float pulled by all these weasels are pulling it, and somebody says they're hucking condoms, but I haven't seen it.
Well, it's gone by. It's kind of like Mardi Gras.
Exactly. You take care. Love it. We go to Mike. Hey, Michael, crisp, cool morning. The parade is underway. Mikey, good morning.
Good morning, Peter, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Peter, you're not going to believe what I'm seeing. Mike Bloomberg's giant float.
Yes.
It came through Kremlin from Bloomberg's mega ranch up in Meeker.
Bought that ranch.
Chris Christie is on it. Yeah, Chris
of course
Christie
he is
on it with his
bushes.
With his thin wife. Yep. With the bushes and his thin wife. The couple also known as the number 10.
Yes, that's
they're
right.
Throwing,
that's
right. They're throwing dollar bills, condoms, and Democratic pins off the float.
Who's throwing the condoms? I'm over this, man.
Chris Christie and his wife. They're both throwing.
You know, maybe there's more than one condom chucker, but it was real dark, and Billy got hit with a condom. So,
oh yeah,
that was early.
Well, I think I see John Boland in the back of the float doing lines,
chasing.
Wow.
He's chasing. Well, everyone's going to stop to blow his nose. But,
yeah. And I'm pretty sure I see Bill Ritter on the other side.
Oh,
he's writing up agricultural trespass.
Yes, he is.
He's for Antifa members.
Yes, he's letting people go. He's been almost in every parade since the parade began. Actually, someone asked about John Ramsey. I got a note handed to me because John has appeared in the Thanksgiving Day parade in the past, but he's with Lynn Wood right now, and they're concocting up another bombshell. So,
wow!
Hang on. Wow! Yeah, come on, hey.
Yeah, I think I see Beth McCann's husband walking around. He's trying to set people's floats on
fire. Oh, well, you know, that Stephen King wrote that book, Firestarter.
That's right.
Is that about
that's
him?
That's right.
You're brilliant.
That's
well
that's
said.
Right.
15 after the hour, the parade moves on, the marching bands, and all the holiday cheer, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. The reviewing stands at Colfax and Broadway, and we've elevated it this year. But, you know, we had to fight to get in here. I mean, Billy pulled the permit, and Randy said permits don't mean squat. But there's a... I guess that's what it is. It's the iHeart Media float. People keep getting thrown off it. That's brutal. Wow. They must have chucked about 100 people off of that float since the first of the month. But there's Mandy. We love Mandy. Mandy's there. Dave Lauer, Dave Logan, Rick Lewis, Kathy Lee. Hey, over here. Look at man. Mandy's great. Mandy's on the float. Yeah, $800,000 is a lot of money. You're right, honey. But the nine hit team float, God, that's just great. And again, I want to tell people that, yes, we had been told by the city that the Pinkertons were going to be in charge of security, and we said no. And then they wanted to make Matthew Doloff, and I said no. And but the beat goes on. 16 after the hour, we go to Eric. Hey, Eric, thanks, man. Where are you, my boy?
Hey, young man. Peter, I just found out, young man, that Sean Boyd from Channel 4...
Yes?
She's the one that's throwing the condoms, young man.
She's
from
the one.
The leftovers that we didn't use from at the Dirty Dog Roadhouse Trump rally and that Randy was emceeing.
Yes.
And Golden.
That's her.
She got me.
Somebody got her.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not so sure. I mean, there may be several groups hucking condoms, but I didn't see her when Billy got hit, and it was dark, but, of course, nobody likes Billy. They throw stuff at Billy all the time, so it could have been almost anybody. Take your word for it.
The
all right. We're rolling. 303. Okay. All right, 303-696-1971. There's going to be a talk radio float. I'm looking forward to that. Mayor Hancock, he's been around the homeless marching band. The Brownstein float has been great, but... The Bronsteins underwrite so many floats. I mean, there's just not one Norm float. There's like, and he's propped up Fried Nash, Stanley Garnett. All those stiffs are on a float someplace. The Corey Gardner riding around a Maserati. That's top notch. The Democratic Party float, Michael Bennett float, we're looking forward to that. The school board float where they put the blocks to Susan Cordova. That's kind of a cool float. What a screw job. And again, there's a ballot box down here, and people are filling up. And I guess you could do it online. Who should be the Grand Marshal? Corey Gardner, Kyle Clark, or Tay Anderson? And I understand. I mean, there's a lot of arguments for all three of those important people. But we're at Colfax and Broadway, and I understand the mayor is going to give away the Washington Park geese to the homeless in a box, and we'll see. Kind of like knocking off Daddy Bruce, and it'll be like Daddy Mike. He's given out a dead goose. All right, the pandemic has lots of homeowners and renters reevaluating what kind of living space they need, extra room to use as an office or some space for remote learning. Sounds great, but is it affordable? The answer is, of course, and mortgage rates are still record lows. Who knows what's going to happen, but if you start to talk to them today, you lock that rate in now. So no matter what happens, you're at that low rate. I refied with them this year. It saved me tremendous money. It works so smoothly. Take my word on American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. You can apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and urge you to do that, 303-695-7000. What's Dominion saying now is, you may or not know, Billy Thorpe, you know, because we've always estimated the crowds, and I can't do math. So Billy said, I got an idea. So what is it? He said, Dominion. Dominion will be the official counter of votes and floats. All right, Billy, what do we got?
We're going to have to wait until after we come back from this break because damn things in German. I got to do a translate here. So give me a couple of minutes to figure out and read German, and then
turn
I have
around.
No idea.
We'll turn around and come back with an update. Stay here.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Well, the sun is up now. It's warming up. And, of course, we have the big heaters up there. Daryl Luby puts those heaters up every year. Wednesday morning, the 25th of November, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade has stepped off smartly. I got to tell you something. As the guy who has hosted the reimagined the parade, this is beauty this year. Some real smart people were in on this one. And, of course, jockeys are only as good as their horses. We have such great clay to work with to make wonderful pots. We're still not sure who's chucking condoms at people, but 54 will be the high today. It's going to be a great parade day tomorrow. The parade returns. Kelly Michaels, who said, yeah, we'll run the parade again. That means he doesn't want to get up. Billy Thorpe, and by the way, has the con. And pardon me? And Billy, we've hired Dominion. Billy yes. hired Dominion.
Yeah, we're going to have to rethink this next year. This is not going so well. Because actually, after translating the German, they now say the new crowd size is, 5,000?
Wait a minute, we just had 13 million.
This can't be right. I'm getting another. They say there is another counting error, but it's not a software error. And again, we have another human error, perfectly logically explainable. I'm sorry, we'll have to get back to you in a few minutes. They're going to have to start recounting again.
Does that come out of Venezuela?
This one was Germany, the problem is it didn't go through Cuba. So that seems to be the problem right now. So we're going to have to go ask the Castro people what the actual number is.
In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, he's a big supporter of the parade every year. David Ellis, Cherry Creek. He knows times are tough, things are hard. See demand for cash. Get instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and coins and jewelry in Colorado for decades, and David also offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, and antique items. Need dough? He's open today. They'll be closed on Thanksgiving and open Friday and Saturday. 6 days a week, David offers all of this evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation. Free evaluations, private and confidential. David is my friend. He's the man. David Ellis Jewelry today, 303-322-8779. He's a 3rd and Clayton in Cherry Creek North. He's got black awnings on the building. They've expanded the operation. DavidEllisJewelry.com. DavidEllisJewelry.com. Need money? See the man. David Ellis Jewelry, Cherry Creek North. When I was lucky enough to come over here after getting canned at KHAL Radio, and I've known this man since back when I was a young traffic reporter, now retired from the Denver Cops. He's the chief of staff. He makes all of this work. Is Mark Crowley. First of all, Mark, a great platform this year. You and Daryl and Kenny. Boy, you guys, you must have got down here like about midnight last night to build this.
Yeah, we got down here. I can't believe that, number one, this is the 8th year in a row we've done this, Peter.
Yeah, and
unbelievable. This is the best one, no doubt in my mind.
But I think
you're right. We did get started late last night, and, you know, we always try to get together, all us cops. You know, we like to stick together. We tried to go out to dinner last night, and we thought, let's go down to Morton's. We got down to Morton's. You know what? Closed due to COVID.
Man.
And then we were going to go to breakfast early this morning.
Sure.
Went over to Racine's, best cop breakfast stop in town.
Right.
Closed permanently.
Man.
So anyway, but the float that has caught my attention the most this morning, I just saw it making the turn onto the route a little while ago, is the one that is sponsored by the DCTA, the Denver Classroom Teachers Association.
Oh.
And this has got to win the award for design and engineering. It's a tandem float, and you know they canceled the stock show next year, so they got a lot of vehicles that are not being used, so they got one of their giant manure spreaders to pull the two trailers for the dual float, and on this float is some of the best artwork. You know, the art teachers, I'm sure they got all together, but there are millions and millions of sunflower blossoms.
Ooh.
That make up a giant Denver school bus.
Whoa.
And then at the back of the school bus is the likeness of who I believe is probably Tay Anderson. I'm not sure of that. It kind of looks like him. He's, you know, dressed kind of metrosexually,
sure.
And
yeah,
he's wearing a red cap backwards.
Yeah.
And he's got a bandage around his head that says traumatic brain injury.
He took that fall.
And then he's carrying his man purse. And kind of hanging outside the man purse is a money bag full of money that says Denver Classroom Teachers Association. So I don't know what that means.
It's a thought.
But
yes,
if, and here's where the engineering part comes in that I'm so impressed with. The rear wheels of the school bus are actually turning. And there's a likeness of Susanna Cordova under the rear duals.
Being run over.
And Tay Anderson is standing right there.
Yeah.
By the way, he's tweeting. You can see he's got his smartphone in his hand. And all those little poopy emojis are coming out of it. Because I think that's about the only thing that shows up on his Twitter feed these days.
It is Uncle, yes.
Then there's a cable, and you can see the superintendent is hanging on to something. And then the wheels turn, and she gets almost like slingshotted onto the back trailer. And then she has a golden parachute.
She's walking
with
big.
Six figures on
it. I understand.
As she's parachuting down
to
into
Texas.
The state of Texas.
Oh, I know. Listen.
Into Dallas. And going to be making in the high five figures, or six figures.
You see?
It is
amazing. It's beauty. Never works, does it?
Never.
It's always you.
But by
the way,
the winners.
Who's throwing the, you've been on here since, midnight. Who's throwing the condoms?
Well, you know, that's the mystery. Nobody really knows, because whoever it is makes a big toss, and then they go somewhere else.
We haven't
quite caught up with them yet. I got Daryl Cinquana on that case right now.
Marky, I love you, man. The best to everybody, the family. You make it all work. Happy Thanksgiving. Mark Crowley, everybody. I'll talk ASAP. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
He is the man. 7:31, 29 before the hour. More people coming up. We're working this year. Everybody wanted to work the parade this year. And I really do believe this is in the top two or three imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Somebody said, did you ever not do one? Yes. And after following 9/11, we did not do a parade. Other than that, I've done 8 years with these guys, and I think we did, I don't know, 15 years before that. So someday, sometime, someplace, we'll know. It is the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. If you have just joined us, it's been a trip for all of us. We're down here, Colfax and Broadway again, the old crew from the old days, and Daryl Luby and Kenny Danen, who were the original builders, and now Mark's joined them, and they put up the heaters, and I saw so many people in the dark. I saw Mike Litwin earlier. Mike never shows up all the time. The Boland family float, we're kind of looking forward to that. I haven't seen it. There's a politically correct float, we're told, coming with all the statues that have been torn down. And you know what I did see, though? The mayor's son, Jordan. Remember Jordan Hancock? Well, he's a lover of the police. We saw Jordan earlier. Yeah, cool. What a great guy. Fine young man. And the mayor's giving away the Washington Park geese. He's doing like this Daddy Bruce thing. All right, we go to Greg. Greg, man, you're on a radio show. The marching bands, the it's just an amazing morning. It's warm. Greg, where are you, my boy?
Up in kind of near the front there, Pete. I think I've solved the condom mystery.
Who is it?
So there's kind of, it's like rocket shake, but it's not quite that big. Float. It's rainbow colored, and it's firing condoms out ahead of it. It says, like, you know, Polis Power or something.
Yeah.
The first gentleman's been driving this. It seems like it's going up to the other floats and rear-ending them.
Quit it. Quit it. Thumper. God.
I got to tell you, man, I'm enjoying this. I think this is my 30th.
I think so, too. It might be that many. Thumpers.
Anyway, it should be coming into view. It's four of the biggest red American Plyer wagons you've ever seen in your life, and people are throwing unwrapped toys into it for the children's hospital run.
It's going to be a tough one this year, Bubba.
I know. Well, anyway, in the last wagon is Troy Terranova and Pete Cronus.
Yes.
They got scoop shovels,
yes,
and they're throwing back the condoms on top of Anderson's float.
I want to know who's chucking the condoms, for real. I mean, Billy got hit with a condom, and you know, he didn't sign up to get hit. He just, kid working a job.
I thought that was a suggestion, honestly. I thought they were just personally saying, you know, you should not have any more children.
Because
please stop reproducing. I thought this was what they were telling
Billy
me.
Is one of the more beloved members of the morning team.
Well, I told Billy that there's somebody on each side of the wagon that's got big vacuum cleaners, and they're picking them up and then redistributing them.
Ah. Ah. Thump, I don't know what we're going to do on the toy run, but I know I'll see you. I love you, Bubba.
I love you much.
Thank you. Again, part of Celebrity Floatland is this man, Eye of the Storm, Randy Corcoran, another motorcyclist, become a good friend. My boy, welcome to your first parade.
Hey, Pete, good morning. Did you ride down this morning, man? I don't see your bike anywhere.
No, I came down in the legendary 710 KNUS mobile broadcast unit.
It was a nippy ride. Thank God for those heated seats, brother.
Heated grips.
Yeah.
I rode. Hey. Yes.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I rode Saturday, and it was one of those, you know, you got to put little those little ski heater things in your hands when you ride. Yeah. It was cold. It was cold.
Well, you probably don't know, man. For the parade, I'm your newly elected Republican National Parade Master. And so I'm in charge of all of the Republican floats this year, man. It is quite an honor. But it's a big job because, I don't know, everything keeps falling apart.
Yes, it
does. I don't get it.
Yes. Why do they keep driving in a circle?
I brought in the Tea Party to keep putting it back together again because, we never stop working. But I'm exhausted already, I'll tell you.
Did you see Corey riding around that Maserati?
Yeah, he's up front there. I'm trying to get the details on that. I'll let you know what I find out. But you probably can't even see us yet because we're over here by 14th and Bannock. We're staging at the Greek Amphitheater.
No.
Have you ever heard of that place?
No, we talked about Julie was with us, and that you can't find Paul Pazin, but it's been replicated. Michelle Malkin was here earlier, and about people getting smacked in the face by counter demonstrators. And then we were looking for the Paul Pazin, the chief. We can't find him, but we're told that Pazin said that Matthew Doloff and the Pinkertons could be the security for this year's parade. We rejected that, but so
yeah, you got to be licensed to provide security for the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Not according to Matthew Doloff.
Those dueling protesters are pretty dangerous, we've reclaimed our ground over here, so it's going to be really hard to get anybody to leave.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year. I mean, did you see Stanley Garnett? I saw Stanley. Saw Mitch Morrissey and Stanley Garnett riding around on the Channel 9 hit team float.
Well, hold on. Let me get these guys. Come on, you guys. Let's roll. You're Republicans. Pete and the other adoring crowds are waiting for you. Come on, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, you couldn't catch a cold with those guys.
Jeez, it's like herding cats over here.
Might ride this weekend. I love you. Thanks.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a lot more. They told me 5 minutes, so I'm not done yet.
Who told you 5 minutes? By the way, Dominion is counting the parade size this year. I'm close to a pause. One more. Give me one more.
All right. Well, this is breaking news. It's the new Jared Polish Schultz Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus jobs program. They got restaurant owners and workers down here pounding nails on these buildings. Oh, I guess they ran out of buildings, so they're pounding the nails into the streets now. And the cool thing is, it's only going to be until they flatten the curve. So I guess only the next 5 or 6 months. But here comes the GOP float.
Yeah.
And you got to see this one. I know it's going to be in your list of favorites. If you take wait a minute. What's that? Up in the sky? It's a bird. No, it's Super Sydney. Parachuting down.
Right.
She's got the biggest election lawsuit in history.
The bombshell.
And she's got a message for you. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me get it. Pete. It says, Sydney Powell says, Pete, just you wait.
I'm hip. It's called the bombshell. In the words of Rush Limbaugh to Sydney Powell, if you say you got a bombshell, you better have a bombshell.
Well, I got to go fix another flat tire on the GOP.
Okay.
So maybe Dick Wadhams will help. He was supposed to call me. I love you, brother.
Better yet, all right, man. Thank you. We did see Ken Buck, the head of the GOP. He's in a wagon being pulled by weasels. Wednesday, November the 25th. Good morning, everyone. One of the great underwriters of the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade has always been Dan Kaplis. We worked together on many, many jobs when the parade ran, and I'm lucky enough to speak for Danny this year, Dan Kaplis Law, and I talk about Dan as a friend. And Dan, when my daughter was going through some really hard times, and in the evening when he was done with work, man, Dan would pick up the phone and call my daughter, see how she was. He'll win. He's a winner. Working class kid, working class background. The thing about Danny, we've had some knockdown, drag-out fights. I tell you something. He's always been honest in the fight. He's never been like there's other people we knew from the job that would stick a shank in you so quick. Danny was never that guy. And he secured multi-million dollar settlements for lots of folks. If somebody in your family, yourself, you had a personal injury, you've been hit, you're hurt, something happened, or even a wrongful death with somebody with your family, you call Danny. Dan Kaplis' office is 303-770-5551, 303-770-5551. Or his website's, take a look, dankaplislaw.com, C-A-P-L-I-S-law.com. He's my guy. You got a problem, Danny's got some solutions and some help. Dan Kaplis Law. It's going to be a beautiful day. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade rolls on. From their viewing stand at Colfax and Broadway, they're calling him now Daddy Mike, as Michael Hancock hands out the Washington Park geese as a Thanksgiving Day box. Earlier, and that we've been talking about, there's been junkies looking for where they can score. The Attorney General, Budweiser, has a concession, I guess you could call it, over on Tacoma Street. You can get crack, you can get heroin, you get meth. He's got the needles, he's got the fit kits, and it's all there for you. Michael Hancock, he's there. The Antifa guys are there. We're looking for the players in Sugar Float. And, of course, somebody told me, and I haven't seen her, it has been rumored that Leslie Branch Wise may help security this year, along with Wayne McDonald. And the Salem was a we were told earlier that the Salem Media, the corporate we work for, was going to bring in other talk show hosts to handle the parade this year. So you would believe it, you know, being paid by the same company, working in the same call letters, answering to the same bosses, answering the same programmers, same law firms. But everything's going to be okay now. We did see the Channel 9 hit team float go by. 54 will be the high. The parade goes on.
Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Wednesday, everybody. The imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade for many, many, many years goes on the day before Thanksgiving. As it continues this morning from the reviewing stand at Colfax and Broadway, and all of us are here, and sun's up and it's beautiful and we got the heaters going and it's just good stuff. Lights are on, so we know we can start to pick some people out of the crowd. 54 is a high today and 44 tomorrow for Thanksgiving. And one of the great groups has always been a big part of the parade and helping us through is Alpine Planning. Hey, Gabe, good morning, man. Thanks, and talk about the market if you would.
Good morning, Pete. I'm really embodying my seventh grade self, making balloons out of all these free condoms right now. But markets are relatively flat this morning, sir. Dow's currently down 120, NASDAQ's up 23, and S&P is up 7. Kind of a shorter week this week at the markets. As always, just want to wish your listeners a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. If they ever have questions, give us a call. And in the meantime, I'm going to figure out how to pluck this goose before I stick it in the oven.
You bet. 303-843-0918. Markets are open today, and then they'll be shut out tomorrow. But it's going to be an interesting time. Investing is a matter of trust, and this is a fine, fine young man. Gabe's here, 303-843-0918. My boy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk first of the week, man. Thanks.
See you and yours, sir. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
He really is a good kid. 7:48, 12 minutes before the hour, made it a Wednesday morning. Imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade has run on actually three radio stations, I think, since I was crazy enough to think, well, this is a good idea. And it worked. And it's gone on. This may be, as Mark Crowley said, one of the absolute better years, but there's been so much material to work with. It's a Wednesday. Tomorrow, of course, they replay the parade, and that's always cool. 54 will be the high today and 44. And one of the things that Billy Thorpe did this year was because we can never estimate, and now, of course, we're all being blocked out. The emperor, Jared Polis, is putting up roadblocks literally everywhere, and they're keeping Dean Singleton. You know, Dean will work a crowd, man. Okay, Dino. No parade's complete without Dean being here and Miss Calhoun, Patty Calhoun. I saw Mike Roberts early taking notes. But anyhow, so Jared Polis is blocking people coming in. And it's, you know, so we wanted to do a judging. We called it votes and floats, I think, is what Billy called it. Votes and floats. So Billy said, well, let's hire Dominion to be our counter. And so Billy's dealing with them internationally as well as nationally. All right, so Billy, where are we?
I really appreciate it. You keep blaming me for this. Thank you very much. That's, you know, I'm going to be called into the office afterwards because these numbers keep going up and down and up and down. At last time, you know, we were somewhere around like, you know, only 5,000 people down. Yeah. Now they said again that was only a human error. It was not just a nefarious software glitch. They now are estimating the crowd size downtown at 10 million.
What?
However, they just let me know something, though, that Dominion next hour, they're trying to implement a brand new software patch. Normally, they don't do this while they're counting, but they are going to do it this time. Now, they say by next hour, they're going to be able to tell us how many Republicans and how many Democrats have shown up for the parade.
Wow.
So this could be really good. I mean, we're talking cutting-edge technology. This is going to be the first time anybody's been able to do this.
Have
so they say that, yeah, they say they can, thanks to the wonderful help of Hugo Chavez, some nefarious German hackers, and the Cubans.
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah, they say it's a brand new technology we will unveil next hour. It's going to be fantastic.
With Sidney Powell. That'll be great. Looking forward to it. All right, we go back to our many reporters. This is Greg. I think it's, is it Craig? Craig. Hey, Craig, you're on show, man. Good morning.
Hey, Pete. I'm a little further down the parade route. I'm at 15th and Champa, and I see the King Polis float coming along. He's on his throne.
Yes.
And he's wearing his crown.
Yes.
But he's not happy. He's yelling at the people on the float. It's a bunch of old guys wearing shirts that say, I'm trying to read. Oh, selfish bastards. He's got a bunch of selfish bastards on his float, and they're not wearing their masks.
Well, that's our theme. once a selfish bastard, always a selfish bastard. Well, you know, there's only been a couple of really unsolved. Did you get hit with a condom?
I did. You know what they had imprinted on it?
What?
It was, they had a company logo printed on there.
Yes.
It was,
Shorty's Bar and Grill, Cincinnati, Ohio. Nah, Peter, don't do that.
They were, Planned Parenthood condoms.
Yes. That's much better.
I didn't want to pick it up. I really didn't want to pick it up.
I don't blame you. Billy got hit, and when it was dark, somebody hucked a condom and hit him on the head. And, you know, I don't want to make Billy mad. You can't do that. We're rolling. We go to Gary. Gary, you're up. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Pete. I really have no idea where I am. It kind of looks like Portland or Seattle. I'm somewhere in Denver. It just looks so different since the last time I was down there. And I've been trying to tweet and get you information via Facebook. Maybe it's all censored. But where I am, there's hundreds of empty hospital beds just going down the road.
Yes.
I have no idea what they are. Oh, hold on. It's Polis again. He is busy. He's throwing wads of cash at a blue bear. What? There's $60,000 wads of cash he's throwing at this bear. I don't get it.
The hospital that never opened, and now we need hospital beds.
Oh, it's crazy.
Remember that?
Oh, and there's Hancock is gathering up all that money, and I can see he's laughing because he's not wearing a mask, and he's running to the bank with it all.
Yes.
This is the craziest Groundhog Day. I mean, Thanksgiving Day parade ever.
It is. You know, when you think about it, who's the what celebrities have you seen thus far? I mean, I can't find. No one's seen Paul Pazin, but I saw a lot of the iHeart guys were here. And, yeah.
Kay Anderson, he's a celebrity, right? I just see him bouncing around, hitting himself in the head.
If you don't believe him, ask him. Are you important?
Yeah.
Ask him. He'll tell you. But, you know, we know we're kind of in a three-way tie here for Grand Marshal between Kyle Clark, Corey Gardner, and Tay Anderson. Can I ask you, what is your vote? Who is your vote?
Gosh, I guess I would go with Kyle Clark.
Yeah.
Just because he's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, it's a three-way tie. You know, you got to throw it to Kyle, but, you know, we're going to count the votes. Dominion's going to count the votes, and will tell us, you know, they tried, and no one's ever tried to keep a float out. But I understand the Republican Party of Colorado is trying to keep a float out called Kill the Republican Party, burn it down. And everybody should unregister themselves as Republicans and become independents. And I guess they roadblocked that. We'll know in the next hour. Thank you. We got 40 seconds, Billy. Has the count changed at all?
Yes, it has. They were saying $10 million. They now say they have reevaluated. It's only $8 million. Wow. But again, after the top of the hour, they say they're going to be able to break down this crowd by Republicans and Democrats. Brand new technology we are unveiling today.
Is it in Spanish, German, or English?
Right now, it is, I think it's in Portuguese. I can't read that. Yeah,
we'll
I don't
back.
Understand.
The parade continues into the next hour from the reviewing stand at Colfax and Broadway. Yeah, I know. Huh? Wow. It's really cool to see everybody here.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.